Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great Friday. We just had a great first hour. Had a lot of callers, great conversation around Antonio Brown. Should he go to the Seattle Seahawks? There's a lot going on. We're going to talk about, speaking of Antonio Brown, we're going to talk about his former coach, Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin has some thoughts on the offseason. We're going to talk about Scottie Pippen and his legacy. The Cleveland Browns. They're going to let the fans do something extremely interesting. In the NFL, they are changing or potentially changing their rules again. We're going to go ahead and talk about that. I know there's a lot of, folks who are anxious to put in their two cents about how the NFL is changing. We're going to talk about Bradley Beal and the Nets. And do not move. Do not go anywhere. You need to make sure that you're in front of your television set on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Because we're going to have the match, Tiger Woods, Peyton Manning, Phil Mickelson, Tom Brady. They're going to be playing each other on a golf course for charity. Goes down at 3 p.m. So to get us ready for that, do not move. In 20 minutes, we're going to have Cam Rogers on the phone. Cam is an expert on Tiger Woods. Okay, and if you saw Shaft with Sam Jackson, Tiger Woo. And he's also the host of the Tiger Woods Believe podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. So we're going to talk to him in about 20 minutes, so don't go anywhere. And before we went to break, obviously, we were talking about Antonio Brown, which is all good and well. People have their opinions. Some people think he's never going to change. Some people think he's going to ruin a locker room. You know, in a general sense, I think the majority of teams, probably 99.9% of them, he probably wouldn't fit on. But I think he'd work for the Seahawks. And that's Antonio Brown. Someone else who's basically, did get a contract to a team today, or it's not official as of yet. His name is Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco has reportedly come to an agreement with the New York Jets on a one-year deal. $1.5 million, $3 million in possible incentives. Okay, Joe Douglas is the general manager currently for the New York Jets. And when Joe Flacco was drafted in 2009, Joe Douglas, he was a scout. He was in the front office for the Baltimore Ravens, who selected him in 2008, number 18 overall. So Joe Flacco, he is, he's not a scrub, but I would say his best days are behind him. They're gone. He's 30. He's going to be 35. He's 34, 35 years old. He was with the Denver Broncos last season. Basically, it's like, hey, the Ravens drafted Lamar Jackson. Hey, we don't need you, Joe Flacco. Thank you for the Super Bowl MVP. Thank you for your contributions. But you can go ahead and hit the door. And so he keeps the seat warm for Drew Lock, who hopefully is finally the quarterback for the Denver Broncos. And Joe Flacco has a neck injury. He doesn't necessarily just have a neck injury. He has neck surgery in April. He's supposed to be ready in August. He's supposed to be ready to go full clearance by mid to late September when the season gets going. Hopefully gets going. And good for Joe Flacco. Because I'll tell you this, when you think about the New York Jets, you know, Sam Darnold missed the early part of last season with mononucleosis, which I hate to tell you, informally is kissing disease. And I also don't want to tell you publicly about, you know, some of the places that I have seen Sam Darnold at and who he's left with. But, you know, I don't want to be a guy to get in trouble. I'll just leave that right there. But I just hope Sam Darnold, you know, pays very close attention to where he goes, what he does, and who he does it with. And I guess having said that, I'm guessing that I need to mind my business. But Joe Flacco seems like a solid veteran backup option for the New York Jets and for Sam Darnold. But I still have to tell you, it makes me, I don't want to say cringe, but it makes me just shake my head to think that, you know, Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl. Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl MVP. But a man who's also dealt with injuries and not to his neck, his foot, his shoulder. Yeah, you need your arms to throw a football. Yes, you do. You need your foot to get out of the pocket. Yes, you do. But, you know, a neck injury ain't nothing to you know, kind of turn a blind eye to. Neck injuries, a lot of time, have to deal with your arm. Now, having said that, the guy who won MVP in 2015, Cam Newton still doesn't have a team. So, I mean, are we throwing out the argument now of Cam Newton not being on a squad because he wasn't able to get checked out? I mean, I'm not a doctor. Are they getting notes on Joe Flacco? Is somebody was he up in New York? Did he get in a car? I know he's from the Delaware area. Did he hop in the whip and then just go up the Delaware Turnpike and go up the Jersey Turnpike and go? I mean, what happened? Cam Newton can't seem to get a job. Cam Newton seems like he may have to wait for somebody to get injured before he gets a job. It's unfortunate. So I think that's extremely unique and interesting. And listen, I know someone out there is probably thinking that I'm saying Cam Newton should be the backup quarterback for the New York Jets. No, not by any means. I don't think Cam Newton would fit in behind Sam Darnold. There's no reason to bring in a Cam Newton to the New York Jets because Cam Newton, if he's healthy, is probably a better starter if he's healthy. Hopefully, Sam Darnold has the weapons and the protection around him that he can actually improve as a QB. I don't have confidence in the New York Jets that they have protected him or that they've given him the weapons that he could have had. But I certainly hope that he does well in that AFC East that has Stidham and Belichick and Josh Allen, who has a new toy, and Stephon Diggs. Oh, yeah, and there's that guy named Tua Tagovailoa in Miami who, when he finally does get a chance to play, is not going to be too shabby himself. So just a little bit of food for thought when it comes down to these quarterbacks. And as you think about how NFL players get second chances, who gets an opportunity, who doesn't get an opportunity, Joe Flacco, neck surgery, misses half the season last year. Cam Newton misses the majority of last year, almost all of last year. Foot injury. Still doesn't have a job. You know, most people will say it's attitude. Some people may still say, hey, you know, he doesn't have a job because he can't get checked out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I want to let you know, if you did not know, I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. These are challenging times, all right? Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact their team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. And speaking of homes, a lot of us, unfortunately, have been in our homes. We've had a lot of people who have been affected by everything that's been going on in the world. A big shout out to all of our medical professionals, whether you work in a hospital, whether you are doing home visits, whether you are on the front lines. If you help people in any capacity, a big thank you from me. You are appreciated. You've been holding it down. And one of the things that we're going to see that Turner put together this upcoming Sunday is the match. Now, we've seen this before. We've seen a version of this before in 2018. We saw Tiger Woods versus Phil Mickelson. They went head-to-head in November 2018. I believe it was like the day after Thanksgiving. You know what? Maybe you didn't see it because it was pretty glitchy. Okay, it went down in Las Vegas. Mickelson won after 22 holes, including four playoff holes. But this time, we're going to see some football players involved. Okay, we're going to see two of the greatest quarterbacks of all time involved this upcoming Sunday. TBS, TNT, True TV. I'm probably missing one of the other channels that Turner operates. Please forgive me to my friends and employees at Turner. But we're going to see Woods and Manning versus Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady. Sounds pretty cool. I'm just here for the trash talk. I'm just here to see, you know, who's going to suck. I'm just here for the entertainment value. And this is actually going to be for a good cause. They're raising money for coronavirus and folks who have been affected by it. So just know and understand that when you see Tiger Woods talking trash to Mickelson, when you see Tom Brady and Peyton Manning going back and forth at each other, know that it's for a good cause. And we've already had a little bit of trash talk already. Okay, I mean, Peyton Manning had something very interesting to say to Tom Brady as they've been promoting this. And a matter of fact, Stu, let the folks hear the things that Peyton Manning is saying to Tom Brady.
I know Tom has told me on a couple of occasions, you know, he's still mad about our last game together. So if he's comparing this golf match to the 2016 AFC Championship, I guess that's his call. I don't really see it the same way.
Yeah, that was Peyton Manning. He was on Bleacher Report saying that, you know, Tom Brady's going to be looking for a little bit of revenge, you know, of that AFC championship game from about 4 years ago. I get it. And this is all entertainment. This is something that when it was put together months ago, we didn't know what state the world was necessarily going to be in. And if you need any thoughts that, you know, this is just straight entertainment, you know, Charles Barkley is going to be on the broadcast squad. Yes, the Charles Barkley, the NBA on TNT. Charles Barkley is going to be out there giving his own thoughts and opinions. I'm not sure whether or not he's going to be out there swinging some golf clubs, but I would venture to say if Charles Barkley is on a course, then we will probably see him looking terrible. All right, so do not go anywhere. In about 9 minutes, we're going to talk to Cam Rogers. He's an expert on all things Tiger Woods, as I told you. He hosts that podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. We're going to talk to him about the match. Now, personally, as a golfer, I suck too. But I'm happy to tell you, I'm probably better than Charles Barkley. You know, one of my best golfing experiences happened right before the ESPY Awards in California several years ago. Don't ask me why I was there. But I was a part of a celebrity golf tournament. It was pretty mind-blowing. It was pretty mind-blowing because I ended up taking a car the day before the ESPYs. Shout-outs to my wonderful friends at Capital One. Took a car to a golf course. Don't remember where it was. Beautiful scenery. And I pull up, and it's just like, okay, it's time for breakfast before we all get in our carts and go out. You know, I'm team with Linda Cohn from, you know, ESPN. That's me. That's my partner right there. I'm golfing with Linda Cohn. Who else is there? Jim Brown. Yes. NFL Hall of Famer Jim Brown. Lolo Jones was there. Chris Tucker was there. Golden Tate was there. And I don't even remember who else was there golfing. There was so many folks there. I don't know what was going on. I don't remember the results of anything. I remember that I took a 2 weeks of practice before I went out there to start golfing and, you know, had a pretty good time. So I can't wait physically myself to get back out on a golf course. And this is for a real good cause. But I'm also interested to see what this means for Tiger Woods. Granted, this is for charity, but, you know, what is Tiger Woods going to look like physically? Is he going to be ready to perform? Is he going to be in shape? You know, what golf tournament are we going to see Tiger Woods participate in next? I think this is going to be a good indicator. Because at the end of the day, the only thing left for Tiger Woods to do is to tie or pass Jack Nicklaus. What else is there for him to play for? His reputation has seemingly improved. Let's see what he can do out there on the golf course. So don't go anywhere. After the break, we're going to chat it up with Cam Rogers. He's the host of the Tiger Woods podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. We're going to talk about the match. Woods, Manning, Mickelson, and Brady. Don't go anywhere. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Right now on the line, we have Cam Rogers. He's an expert in all things Tiger Woods. He's also the host of the Believe in Tiger Woods on the Believe Podcast Network. Cam, how you doing?
JR, good to be with you, sir. Excited for Sunday afternoon for obvious reasons. It's going to be a beautiful day in Florida on Sunday afternoon at Medalist Golf Club. And I think it's going to be one of the most intriguing events of 2020, just because it's a nice little break, honestly, from the monotony that we've been in this sports world. The Last Dance has been a great little spark for us sports fans. And now we have real live golf. We're talking about the guy in the game, Tiger Woods, and how about a couple of high-profile guys from football, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, throwing Phil Mickelson, and you have a quad of big-time guys that I think they're going to drive a lot of COVID-19 relief, they're going to drive a lot of ratings, and it's going to bring a lot of joy to people.
You hit the nail on the head. It's going to go ahead and bring joy to a lot of people. It's for our good cause. It's going to raise money for coronavirus relief, as you said. You know, here's the question. We know what Tiger Woods has done on a golf course. We know what Mickelson has done on a golf course. Do you have any idea what we can expect from Peyton Manning and Tom Brady?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I've been doing a deep dive into the tail of the tape, if you will, about Tom Brady and Peyton Manning on a golf course. Here's what I found. Manning is about a 6 handicap. Tom Brady is about an 8. With that said, I am heavily favoring Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning in this match for a key reason. Manning is retired, has time to practice. Tom Brady kind of sort of has a season to prepare for with a new team, by the way, in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Advantage Woods and Manning. And oh, by the way, like I mentioned, Medalist Golf Club, Tiger's home course. Again, advantage Tiger and Manning. And you have to also factor in, JR, the smack talk that's going to happen. I think Manning is probably a little better at that than Tom Brady, although maybe Peyton can get Tom out of his shell in that regard. But I am throwing the bank on Woods and Manning this weekend. They are rightfully favored, minus 200 thereabouts. And then you have Brady and Mickelson at about plus 175 money line. So, yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to see the rust factor, especially with Mickelson and Woods, but also what kind of talent can Manning and Brady shell out in this high-profile event? It's going to be very intriguing.
Okay, we're chatting it up with Cam Rogers. He's host of the Believe in Tiger Woods podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. Now, what is exactly the format? What can we look forward to on Sunday? How are they going to play this?
Yep, so it's going to be front nine best ball, so most likely Phil and Tiger going at it for that front nine. Then it gets interesting in the back nine, JR, because we're talking about an alternate shot. So it's actually a modified alternate shot, meaning everybody tees off. You go to the best tee shot from each team, so likely Phil and Tiger, and then it's alternate shot from there. So you're going to have this interesting element where Tiger and Phil have to play a coaching role, right? They have to coach up Brady and Manning respectively about getting up and down, knocking in that putt from 4 feet out, whatever the case may be. And all these guys are going to be mic'd up too. So you're going to have a really interesting dynamic there. Yes, the smack talk will be there, but also that coaching element too. And I will note the broadcast team, JR, very interesting. You have Justin Thomas, the number 4 golfer in the world, is an on-course reporter alongside Amanda Baliones of CBS, who is fantastic in her own right. And then you have Charles Barkley as an analyst. You have Trevor Immelman, 2008 Masters champion, in the booth as well. So you have all of these factors at play that really creates this intrigue in this format. And I will note as well, we could have some surprise guest call-in, some Skype, some phone calls. We saw some surprises last Sunday at the TaylorMade driving release. So I think everything is on the table come Sunday afternoon.
Okay, Cam, you mentioned Charles Barkley. Is there any chance that we see him swinging a club on Sunday?
You know, it was actually announced by Bleacher Report that Charles Barkley, who I said will be one of the analysts for the event, will also play one hole as part of a bogey or better challenge for an additional $200,000 to charity. So how about that? You will see him swing a club.
Okay, this is bound to get ugly on Sunday. I thought things were already going to be tricky, but it's bound to get ugly. We're talking to Cam Rogers, host of the Believe in Tiger Woods podcast, about this Capital One's The Match. This Sunday, Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning versus Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady. You talk about the trash talk. We've already heard a little about it. You know, Peyton Manning is saying, hey, you know, Tom, you're trying to get some revenge for the 2016 AFC championship that I went out and won. And then I know Tiger Woods has been keen to remind Phil Mickelson of that that green jacket that he picked up last year. What do you think we're going to hear on this course on Sunday?
Well, I say this about Phil Mickelson. He is the premier troller, especially on social media. He's very funny on that platform, and he's also pretty good about cherry-picking when he has been successful against Tiger Woods. You remember that four-way call among Brady, Manning, Mickelson, and Woods. Phil in the background had a picture of Tiger putting the green jacket on Mickelson and also the trophy, JR, from that 2018 match, which Mickelson won out there in Las Vegas in extra holes, by the way. So Mickelson's really good about the trash talk. Will Tiger be in the zone the entire time, kind of like he was in 2018? I don't think he can be, because Brady's going to throw some bombs. Manning's going to be chipping with Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady. So Tiger's going to have to be ready to shell out some jabs as well. And by the way, I will note, Phil is really relishing this underdog role. He's already talking smack that, oh, Tiger wants to stack it up all for himself. He wants it at his home course. He wants his buddy Justin Thomas as an on-course reporter. He's stacking it for him. And Phil is saying, you know what? I'm going to go on the road and beat Tiger in his house. So you're already seeing the chippiness, if you will. Relatively fun, but it's there ahead of Sunday afternoon.
Okay, Cam, I mean, you're right. Phil Mickelson already beat him in, 2018, and yeah. I guess he's trying to go 2-0 with him now.
That's exactly right, and you know what? I don't think it's going to happen. I think Tiger is well-positioned to be successful alongside Peyton Manning. Look, Phil's a little bit older now, and he's been Jekyll and Hyde on the PGA Tour the last couple of years, has had some top tens for sure. One actually last year, but that was way early on. So I just don't see any possibility, actually, that Brady and Mickelson win. Now, I could be eating those words come Sunday evening, JR. I have been wrong many a time, so stay tuned for that. But I am very confident that Tiger and Manning are going to be successful. And it's just going to be, you know what, a fun event, and it's going to be a winning event no matter who finishes out on top. Why? Because they're going to raise a ton of money for COVID-19 relief. That is the main driving point from this.
Okay, we're chatting with Cam Rogers, expert in all things Tiger Woods. You had mentioned the PGA Tour. We know we're not going to get that back in June. We haven't seen Tiger swing a club in months. How do you think his back is going to look? Is this going to be an indicator as to whether or not he can pick up any championship titles?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great point, especially if you go back to the last time we actually saw Tiger back in February in Los Angeles, the Genesis Invitational. Tiger had some back flare-ups, and that was concerning to me. So he even said it, this layoff has been a blessing in disguise, allowing him to get ready for this push, this reset of the PGA Tour schedule. I'll also note, it's very unlikely we see Tiger until mid-July, because that's when the Memorial Tournament is. Jack Tournament, an event that Tiger usually likes to play, and then he has another layoff for the PGA in early August, has some time before the FedEx Cup playoffs, then you have the U.S. Open in September, and of course the Masters in November, so you're not going to see him very much. So when you do see him on the course, JR, I always tell my listeners, take it in, drink in every second, because it's very rare nowadays that you see Tiger Woods on the golf course, just because he's very picky and choosy about where he plays because of that back. So I think he will be good in terms of health the rest of the year, just because he won't feel the pressure to play back-to-back-to-back like before, perhaps even last year. So I think that is certainly a blessing in disguise, as he has said.
Well, Cam, you're the expert in all things Tiger Woods. I have to ask you, he's still sitting at 15 majors. Is he, at 44 years old, eventually going to catch Jack Nicklaus, or is that just done?
So people are saying that that window has closed. I am not saying it's going to happen, that he will surpass Jack, but that window is still open. And why is that? The guy just won the Masters last year. He also can play an open championship probably until he gets to 50 years old, because his iron game is so good and he can continue to work on his short game. He won't need that driver at an open championship. And the Masters is the same course year in and year out. Of course, he knows like the back of his hand. And although, I will note, has been very successful for older golfers. Bernhard Langer, approaching 50, was up on the leaderboard a couple of years ago. Fred Couples. So the list goes on there. He can do it. I am not writing it off yet. He still has plenty of years ahead of him to be successful and perhaps catch Jack. If anybody can, it's this guy.
I hear you. We're chatting it up with Cam Rogers, host of the Believe in Tiger Woods podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. Final question to you. With the PGA Tour moving towards this compacted schedule, how do you think the rest of this year is going to pan out?
You know, I first want to give Jay Monahan a ton of credit for actually putting something substantive out there for golf fans to see. So we have this layout of a schedule, and he has done really a good job of making sure all of the policies are in place for social distancing. Golf is obviously a very socially distant sport as it is. And look, if you're a golf fan out there, you're going to see a very bare-bones TV broadcast the rest of the year. It's just going to be the way it is. I doubt we see fans at all. I'm thinking a lot of the broadcasters are going to be remote. Maybe Jim Nantz, our guy on CBS, will be there alongside Nick Faldo, but maybe everybody else will be remote. So it's going to be a very different feel. But with that said, I think this is a really positive thing because, again, golf can kind of get away with a pandemic right now, if you will, because you can be socially distant, because you can limit the fans and the people on the ground. I think this new schedule is going to be really interesting to watch. I will note for you CBS program fans out there, for that Sunday at the Masters, no 1 o'clock game for the NFL on CBS, meaning that the Masters has its own window on the big network, which is pretty cool for that final day. So I'm excited to see how this restart really shakes out.
Cam, I appreciate you coming through and dropping all of the knowledge and dropping the jewels. Where can people keep up with you and find you online?
Yeah, absolutely. You can find Tiger Woods Podcast wherever you get your podcast, and follow me on Twitter at Mr. Rogers 99, MRROGERS 99.
A big shout out to Cam Rogers for dropping by. I'm going to be tuning in to Woods versus Manning, or Woods and Manning versus Mickelson and Brady, 3 p.m. Make sure you tune in. We're going to be talking about the match on Monday. But right now, you're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show. It's CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you once again to Mr. Cam Rogers coming by, breaking down the matchup that we're going to see this Sunday, Woods and Manning versus Mickelson and Brady. Should be fun. Charles Barkley on commentary. Should be fun for all. You can find me online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at JR Sport Brief. You can also call up 855-212-4CBS. If you didn't know, that number is toll-free. Sponsored by Geico. Geico's introduced the Geico Give Back, all right? It's a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers that last your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility. Now, I want to tell you about something that I saw over the past 24 hours, and I believe I mentioned it briefly here last night. It happens to be the Brooklyn Nets. The Brooklyn Nets, who got rid of their head coach, Kenny Atkinson,
because seemingly, I would venture to say, Kyrie Irving, even though he really didn't play this season with his back and shoulder issue, and then Kevin Durant's been out the entire season recovering from his Achilles injury. But yesterday it was reported in the New York Daily News that the Brooklyn Nets have had internal discussions and that they have interest in bringing in Bradley Beal from the Washington Wizards. Now, how would they do this? It wouldn't be easy because Bradley Beal has already signed an extension with the Washington Wizards, 2 years, $71 million. It takes him all the way up until 2023. That's the same year that Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving are scheduled to be free agents if they choose. They have player options. They can actually become free agents and make their contracts 3 years. Now, what's the holdup? What's the issue? Bradley Beal has pretty much said, hey, you know, I may be a little loyal to a fault. I signed this contract because I want to finish my career here in Washington. We have to consider the fact that a 30-year-old John Wall, who has had a ton of leg injuries, and I feel like we haven't seen John Wall play in about 2 years, John Wall is going to be 30, and eventually he's going to be back on the Washington Wizards. Meanwhile, Bradley Beal, who wasn't an all-star, certainly deserving this past season, is 26 years old, was averaging about 30.5 points per game, 6 assists, with a high shooting percentage for as often and as much as he shoots the ball, 46%. He's an all-star. I don't care if he didn't get voted on. You can blame the Washington Wizards. I know Trae Young didn't make the team and, you know, the Atlanta Hawks. You know, I mean, they certainly aren't that much better than the Washington Wizards. You can pretty much have flipped the coin. It just so happens to be that, you know, on a night to night, Trae Young has a higher national appeal. That's just what it is. What it is. It dates back to college. That's the reason I believe he was voted an all-star this past season. Now, there's nothing wrong with the New York Knicks. Excuse me. I wanted to call them the New York Nets. That's also the time machine. But they're in Brooklyn now. They're not in New Jersey. They technically still are in New York. But there's nothing wrong with the Brooklyn Nets for having internal discussions. There's nothing wrong with them, you know, looking for ways to improve their team. Bottom line, the only way the Brooklyn Nets could improve the team is by trade because they don't have no cap space. I mean, they have a million point guards. You have a almost all-star point guard in Spencer Dinwiddie. You have a Caris LeVert, who seemingly has all-star talent, hasn't been able to get there himself because of injuries. And you have Jared Allen, who's basically been parked. Yeah, he's been parked behind DeAndre Jordan because DeAndre Jordan is a friend of Kyrie Irving's and Kevin Durant. So you do have assets. In the Brooklyn Nets, they also have the 76ers draft pick for this year. So the Brooklyn Nets could potentially go ahead and swing something. I have no idea who else they would have on the team. But, I mean, if you're Kyrie Irving and you've already kind of thrown your teammates under the bus a couple times already, you know, what's the harm? Kyrie Irving already said, I mean, it's transparent. It's out there. It's glaring in terms of the pieces that we need in order to be at the next level. I'm going to continue to reiterate it. We're going to do the best with the guys that we have in the locker room now, and we'll worry about all the other stuff in terms of moving pieces and everything else as an organization down the line in the summer. Damn, that's, if you're a teammate of Kyrie Irving's, how are you feeling about that? If you're, I mean, Kyrie Irving barely played. Kyrie Irving just stepped into the organization. Kyrie Irving just stepped into the room, and he's already talking about how we have to move guys. Would a combination of Bradley Beal, Kevin Durant, and Kyrie Irving be more talented than anybody that they have right now? Absolutely. Would it work? I don't know. Who the hell else are you going to have on the team? You're just going to have another point guard? I honestly don't know. What are you going to do? Have Kyrie Irving, and then you're going to have Bradley Beal. You're going to have Kevin Durant. Maybe they re-sign Joe Harris. And then you go ahead and have DeAndre Jordan, and then you can go ahead and plug the team in, you know, a couple of YMCA players and hope that none of the original guys get hurt. That'd be a hell of a squad. But are there enough basketballs to go around? Kyrie Irving loves to dribble. Bradley Beal loves to dribble. Kevin Durant, you know, even coming off of that Achilles injury, he's capable of getting the ball. I'm pretty sure he's going to let the little guys go to work, but he's eventually also going to ask for the ball. Would it be worth it? If I'm the Brooklyn Nets, I would try for it. But at the same time, you have to keep in mind, Bradley Beal signed an extension. The Washington Wizards would have to be the team to say, okay, we'll trade Bradley because we stink. Now, that's still a possibility. Where are the Wizards going? Are the Washington Wizards going to win a title with a John Wall who's 30 years old? Is he going to have that same type of athleticism? Pretty sure he's going to be an elite athlete. Is he going to be what he was before? I would probably doubt it a little bit. Probably still be an all-star, borderline all-star, if he can stay healthy. But what is a team with a John Wall and a Bradley Beal going to do? I know you have young Rui Hachimura who's out there now, but you're not going to win anything. Like, why would you even bother? You're just going to have him on the team. You're just going to have him sit down and suffer for a few years. How is John Wall going to adjust to Bradley Beal now being the man? I don't know if that's easy. If you have any strong thoughts, feel free to call me up. Phone lines are open. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Do you think Bradley Beal would be a good fit on the Brooklyn Nets with Kyrie and Durant? They don't even have a coach. They let go of Kenny Atkinson, probably looking for a Ty Lue or some superstar coach who's been down the road. You have Jacques Vaughn. Jacques Vaughn probably is trying to do the audition of his life right now. I think if the Washington Wizards decide to go ahead and change their minds, oh, hell yeah. I am certainly flipping Bradley Beal on out the door if I can get a draft pick. If I can get another star player or almost star player, because I don't know what I'm getting in John Wall. What the hell is John Wall at this point in his career? Let's check in with Manny. Manny's calling in from Flushing, Queens. Manny, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
What's up, bro? How are you doing?
I'm terrific. What do you think about Bradley Beal? Would he be a fit on the Nets?
I think he would, but my question is you brought up the money part. How much is he's on, by the way?
He's on a 2-year, $70 million contract. If you think about the
20, sorry.
If you think about the two point guards between Dinwiddie, if you think about LeVert, if you think about Jared Allen, the money would potentially match up.
Yeah, the question is who are you going to give up? That's the big thing.
I just told you.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
You have those guards. It's not necessarily about the money. You have those guards. It's about the fact that he just signed that extension. He said he wants to stick it out in Washington. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah. And I also want to say this. I mean, which player do you think you need to sacrifice when Beal comes? Is it going to be Kyrie or is it?
Oh, it's Kyrie Irving. It's Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving is the point guard. Kyrie Irving is the one who's going to bring the basketball up the court. Kyrie Irving is the one who's going to set up the offense. I mean, we've seen Kevin Durant, and thank you, Manny, for calling from Queens. We've seen Kevin Durant play with stars, and he was still A1. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson. Steph Curry had to dial it back. You know, I mean, Draymond Green is not the world shooter. That's not his job. But he had to dial it back. Everybody had to dial it back. KD was the one taking the shots. Everybody had to calm down. Kane in Washington, go on ahead. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Kane in Washington is Kane in Washington's busy. I don't know where Kane went, But Kane was calling up from Washington, D.C. I'm pretty sure he had a strong opinion about Bradley Beal. Listen, at the end of the day, Bradley Beal and Kyrie Irving would take a back seat. And the fact of the matter is that this may not happen. This is something that the Brooklyn Nets have thought about. This is something that would probably help put the Brooklyn Nets straight into championship contention. I think it would be an exciting revelation, and I think it would work. I think Kyrie Irving has a title. Kyrie Irving understands sacrifice. Kevin Durant has a title. He came from his situation in Golden State. He understands sacrifice. There's a reason why they decided to join up and go to Brooklyn and play on the same team together. There's a reason that Kenny Atkinson is no longer the coach. Bringing in someone like Bradley Beal, I think everybody would have a chance to eat. And if I'm the Washington Wizards, I'm also thinking about how long is this going to last? Because the Wizards are going absolutely nowhere. I have no idea if you're just going to wait for John Wall's contract to just fade away. I don't know what you're going to do in 2023 when Bradley Beal's contract expires, because let's face it, the Washington Wizards in 2023, I would venture to say, they're probably still nowhere unless Rui becomes one of the best players in the NBA. And then what are you going to do? You're going to then build a team around a 30-year-old Bradley Beal and Rui Hachimura? I don't think so. The Washington Wizards certainly have a decision to make. And the Brooklyn Nets, they're going to have to figure out what other star they bring into that system that will help them go ahead and win the Eastern Conference outright. Bradley Beal sounds like he'd be a good addition. Don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we're going to talk some NFL. There's a lot of rule changes being proposed. I don't know if this game is still going to be football. I'm going to break it down for you. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.